And now, from the Cavco building in Chicago, Illinois, it's Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. Pete Bone, one of the most razor-sharp minds in all of talk radio. A man who knows where he stands and isn't afraid to stake out that ground. Pete Bone, admired by millions, listened to by even more millions, worth millions in his mind. And now, Pete Bone.
Thanks, Randy Geller. Thanks very much. I'm worth millions in my mind. I am worth millions. I am worth millions on paper, and I am liquid some amounts. I will not. But in my mind and in the reality of my life, I am very definitely, I know what I'm worth. I know what I'm worth. I'm Pete Bone. Welcome to Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. If you don't know our show, you know that... Well, I'll give you the short version of our show. I am a man that you don't mess with. I know exactly where I stand. I know exactly I'm razor sharp in where I want to be in terms of my thinking. And the positions that we stake out on this radio show, on this talk show, those positions are some that you don't want to go near them because you know you won't be able to move my opinion of how I feel about what's happening in this country. Now, we just had an election. And Randy, you want to weigh in on this, don't you?
Well, it was an interesting election. I don't know if you want me to know, if you want me to know who I voted for.
Do I want you to know? Yes, I'd like you to know who you voted for.
I didn't mean it that way.
But I don't want you to tell me who you voted for.
Okay.
Now, because here's what I think, and I'm very definite. A lot of people will say, well, who'd you vote for? And I'll say, that's none of your business, and I'll tell you why. I know exactly who I voted for, but guess what? You don't. Why? Because I think you need to be educated. And that's why people listen to the Pete Bone Show. Get educated, okay? Get educated and formulate an opinion on where you are and where you stand on the grand issues of the day. Because I sure have. As Pete Bone, as one of the most definite, positive, I mean, nailed down, just absolutely sure of himself thinkers in the world of talk radio and beyond, I can tell you without any fear at all, of being chastised or disagreed with, I can tell you what I think about any issue.
All right, what do you think of the election?
I didn't ask you, did I? I said I could tell them, but not you.
All right, I'm sorry.
You see, you asked me a question, and I didn't ask you. I'm talking to them. That's the audience.
All right, you're pointing at a computer screen.
That's right. I'm pointing at a computer. Jesus H, man.
You just...
What? Tom Dovka. Hey, Tom.
Hey, look, Pete, we did the research is back in, and are you there, Pete?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, the research is back in, Pete, and we found out that people do want to know. They want your opinion, okay? And
I'm giving them my opinion, Tom. I'm giving them my opinion. We're on the air right now. You wear that?
Yeah, well, I did. I heard you were giving Randy a hard time. I just want to back Randy. Randy, you're right. They don't want to give no opinion.
Pete, I think you ought to hang up on Tom because he's butting into your show.
I'm okay. I'm the one that makes that decision.
Don't you hang up.
Who hung up on him?
I did because...
Okay, now let me tell you something. I'm glad you did that, but I got to tell you, I hang up on people when I don't want to hang up on people, then you hang up on them. Do you understand, Randy?
That's why I hung up on him.
Because I didn't want to hang up, but I did want to hang up.
You did want to hang up.
Right, I know. I did want to hang up. I did want to hang up.
And why didn't you?
Because you hung up on him. Do you understand? You know where I'm going?
No, I don't. I don't really...
Here's the thing, Randy. Ow. 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 Ow.
What happened?
Nothing. I just wanted to see what you'd say. See, this is a can opener that we have in the studio. Why? Because I opened up a can of Manhandler Stew. And I opened up that can of Manhandler Stew because someone looked at me and went, ha 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 ha. And I said, I know why you're laughing.
Well, that was me. Let's tell people.
All right, let's tell. It was Randy. Randy said to me, are you going to open up that can of Manhandler? And he put his hand over his mouth and went, and I said, I know exactly why you're saying that. You don't think I've got the guts to open up a can of Manhandler because you think I'm afraid of that title? Is that? I'm just trying to remember now.
Yeah, that was it. And I gave you the can opener.
Yeah.
And you didn't open it.
No, I didn't. I didn't. There's a can of Manhandler Stew in front of me right now, and I didn't. But I'm going to, because I'm very hungry. I haven't had dinner. I don't want to open up a can of something that calls itself Manhandler, because that makes me look
Yeah, it makes like you get handled on a frequent basis.
Yeah, it does. But also, it shows that I can handle any man. But that's bad, too. So my opinion of manhandler stew is I'm going to open that can of stew up when I feel like it. When I feel like it.
You have any idea what day of the month that'll be?
What day of the month? It might be. What's today? Today's Monday. It might be on a Monday.
This Monday or?
Hey, Randy. This Monday, yeah, it'll be a Monday. I'm Pete Bone.
And you have very definite opinions, except you don't want to express what they are.
Yes, I do. I don't like you talking to me like this. I appreciate you talking to me like this. I hate the fact that you are chastising me in front of my audience. Thank you for chastising me in front of my audience. I feel gelded. I feel weak. I feel as if I've been bent over, and you're putting it to me with a garden hose. I feel strong. I feel determined. You will not talk to me like that. I'm controlling the situation. I'm Pete Bone.
The Pete Bone Show. Pete Bone will not be denied. From the Cavco building in Chicago, Illinois, call Pete at Pete. P-E-T-E. That's Pete. Call Pete. Call him now. Or you may feel like calling him in just a few minutes.
Thanks very, very much, Randy. Hello, this is Pete Bone, and welcome to the show. Let's go to the phones right now. Let's talk to Darren. And Darren's with us. By the way, we are going to be getting into the election, which just took place November the 3rd. And a big election it was. And I'm going to tell you who I voted for. I'm going to tell you what I think about the state of this country. Darren, go ahead.
Hi, Pete. Listen, I voted in the election. And
good for you. Who'd you vote for?
I voted for the man who I think is going to do the very best job, or would do the very best job, or might do the very best job. I voted for that man. And I know for a fact, in my heart of hearts, the greatest job could be done by that man.
Right. That's who I voted for. And a lot of people are going to criticize us. They're going to say, why did you do that? Why did we do that? What's your opinion of that, Darren? Why'd you do it?
Well, I listen to your show all the time, Pete, and you always say, vote for the best person for the job. That's why I did it.
Thank you very much, Darren. That's a fantastic take. Vote for the best person. Well, listen, that's a great intro into our discussion tonight of this election. We just had Joe Biden versus President Donald Trump. We had a barn burner of an election, all kinds of votes cast, all kinds of intrigue, and interesting, fascinating election. And I will tell you right now that I voted in that election, and I am damn proud of voting in that election. I'm sorry that I did vote in that election, because I think it is crooked and corrupt. And you know what? America is one of these great countries that just won't die. I think it's probably going to go up in smoke in the next 10 years, and there will be riots, and there will be civil war. This country survives anything, and it survived. Think of the things this country has survived. Civil war, world wars. We have survived attacks from terrorists. We have survived, let's face it, we've survived ourselves. We aren't going to survive anything. We've never really survived those things. Each one of those things has made us worse as a country. Each one of those things has exacerbated our xenophobia. It has made our racism worse. It's made our fear worse, our chauvinism worse. I think we're a great country, and we came out of those wars on top. The best country in the world. No, we're not. I'm Pete Bone. We'll be right back.
The Pete Bone Show. We'll be right back.
Have you always wanted to learn to talk good? I have. I'm Dr. Hellslop Winzinger, and I come from a poor family, and I never not learned how to talk good. I became a doctor in talking, or linguistics of what the man says call. But I want you to talk gooder the same way I want to try. The where I was born down place they don't talk good no good. If you get this book, Talk Gooder, from me, Dr. Hellslop Wingslammer, you're going to be a better talker, and people will respect you.
Dr. Hellslop Wingslammer's book on how to talk gooder. Get it today at Priceco.
You'll learn good. When you read up on everything in here, you got to know how to read. You don't know how to read? Dr. Hellslop Wingslapper, I got a book to teach you how to read. Read gooder than I do.
Dr. Hellslop Wingslapper, can you read? Of course you can't. Read his book and learn how to read.
You may be asking yourself right now, how do I read the book if I don't know how to read? You know what I'd do to you right now if you were here? Ow! Get out of here. Ow! I'd slap you. Hi, I'm Pete Bone. I want you to buy this. You don't know what it is because you can't see it. This is a radio show, and I'm Pete Bone. But this thing that I want you to buy can change your life. Can it? I don't think so. But I want you to buy it sight unseen. And I want you to do that because I want you to prove to my boss, Tom Dofka, that I can sell anything. He thinks that I'm a lying, low-life grifter. He thinks I'm a bum, a guy that can't support his family, someone that he can take advantage of, someone that he can pay anything to, and I will go skipping down the lane and saying, oh, I'm so happy that Tom Dofka's paying me anything that he damn well feels like because I'm too dumb to understand. Well, no, I'm not. Buy this. This right here that I'm holding in my hand. And what is it? Some of you, some smartasses out there would say, is it your penis? Let me tell you something. I could easily tell you, no, it isn't. And I could be able to reclaim my self-respect that way and reclaim my dignity and say, let's get serious and talk about what it is I am holding in my hand. But I'm not going to tell you. Pete Bone is holding something in his hand. Buy it by calling Pete, P-E-T-E, and saying, I'll give you whatever it is you ask for whatever it is Pete is holding in his hand. That will prove to Tom Dofka that Pete is an important man, as Pete tries to prove to him that he isn't. Pete Bone doesn't mean anything in this world. He's important to us. He employs us. I'm quitting tomorrow.
Pete Bone, the Pete Bone Show. Pete Bone. Get it?
I certainly hope you do.
Yeah, one of the greatest put-down phrases in the history of the world is go to hell, but we don't know how to say it. At Pete Bone's School of How to Say Go to Hell, you're going to learn how to let that come crackling, I mean sizzling, right out of your mouth as a very effective insult. Go to hell. You have to say it the crackling, sizzling way. Here's John Marmont to tell you how.
Thanks a lot, Pete. The way that you say go to hell, you go
to hell.
If you can say it like that and do it really good, people are going to think you're a bad person.
That's right. He's been working on that his entire life. In fact, that's the only thing he's ever done. He still lives at home.
Go to hell.
Say it like it's a bullet. Say it like it's a bomb. Say it like it's something coming sailing out of your mouth, like any Friday night that you're throwing up into a sewer.
Go to hell.
Or go to hell. When you say go to hell the Pete Bone way, you've said it. And you need not ever say it, not never again.
Yeah, see, go to hell. Don't do it. Send away for it.
Send away for go to hell instructions to Pete Bone, the Cavco Building, Chicago, Illinois. I forget the zip code. Who cares? It'll get to me. Everything gets to me. Especially if you say go to hell
the Pete Bone way.
Yes, Pete Bone, with me, Randy Heller. I'm playing the harmonica here. Now, Pete Bone.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you. And welcome back to the Pete Bone Show. Great, 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 great days we are living in. It is horrifying to see the garbage that's happening in our country, isn't it? Now, we had an election. Who did I vote for? I'll tell you who I voted for. I don't hold back, as you know. One of the reasons why people listen to Pete Bone is they want to know exactly how he's feeling and thinking, what he's considering, what are the things that are important to him. Let me tell you what I'm about. I'm Pete Bone. The man that I backed in this election is the man that I feel is going to do the best possible job for this country, is the man that I feel is going to help this nation be the greatest possible nation it can be. It already is. America's already the greatest possible nation it can be. It could be better. It could be better. It's disappointing in some ways when I look at how the sewer that we swim in this country. But we are at the very top of our game. See, that's the great thing about America. Right now, we swim and even drink from a sewer, from sewage. That's the kind of country we are. And yet, we're at the very top of our game. We're better than anybody else. We're better than any other country in the world, although there are many countries that don't lower themselves to the level of sipping gently from sewage, which is what we do every single day that we exist, our country, America, the greatest country in the history of the world. We can do anything that we put our minds to, except when we are weak and feeble and frightened. So, let's, wait, what is that?
We have Tom Dofka.
Yeah, Tom.
Look, would you please get...
I hung up on him for you. Okay, that was something that I should have done.
That's, you're right, if you were more definite, and you actually could, you know,
I'm afraid to hang up on him, but I'll hang up on him because I'm Pete Bone. I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm scared to death of Tom Dofka.
Right, and that's why I hung up on him.
You don't tell people that you hung up on him. You might as well tell people you hung up on him because I don't have the balls to hang up on Tom Dofka.
Who'd you vote for?
Here is who I... Don't worry about it, Randy. I'm getting to... Isn't he great? I'm getting to who I voted for, Andy. Thanks for reminding me, though, because I was trembling in fear. Tom Dovka doesn't frighten me at all. He's a big, fat tub of guts. Do you understand? If you're listening right now, Tom, I think you're the greatest programmer, the greatest consultant, probably the greatest executive in the history of radio. You tub of guts. You worthless, bottom-feeding animal. I am so proud to work for you, Tom, and I hope that I continue to work for you for many a day. Who did I vote for in this election? Well, who do you think? I voted for the very best possible guy. You want me to say the name?
People are calling and they want to know who you voted for.
Right. I'm telling them. You're
hemming and hawing.
No, well, you're right. I am hemming and hawing because I don't want to commit, because if I commit to one guy, I lose the other half of the audience. Listen, I don't care how many of you walk out on me. If I say, and I will say, who I voted for in this election, I'm going to tell you, I'll lose one half of you. You'll all run away and say,
oh, he didn't vote for the person that I wanted him to vote for.
Well, that's the breaks, huh? That's what Tom Dovka's got to live with. And why? Because no one, but no one, tells me I don't have the guts to say what I think and feel. No one scares me away from saying the things that I feel.
All right, who'd you vote for?
I'm going to tell you who I voted for, Randy. I'm going to tell you who I voted for, Randy, okay?
All right.
I voted
for the best possible guy.
Yes. Who did you think I voted for?
But I want you to put a name to it.
Randy, shut the door behind you, okay, because it's open.
Oh, sorry.
Let's take a phone call here. And remember, our number is Pete, P-E-T-E, Pete. That's P-E-T-E. Or if you want E-T-E-P, that would be Etep. Huh? Hey, what's my name? It's Pete or Etep. I like the name Etep. My name is Pete, and I'm proud of that name. Let's go to Jim now. Hey, Jim, you're on the Pete Bone Show. What's going on?
Hey, Pete, listen, I'm calling you from Folsom State Prison in California. And there's a bunch of guys have been sitting around here. We've been listening to your show for a number of months. A bunch of guys sitting around.
Are you a prisoner there?
Am I a prisoner here? I ain't the guest of honor. I'm imprisoned here, man.
All right. You want to know who I voted for?
We're sitting around waiting. I got money riding on it. Don't you sell me out now, because I told everybody, I'm pretty sure I know you voted for the man that we all here would have voted for. And that man...
I hung up on him because you're not good with prisoners and people like that.
All right. That's Randy once again making a decision to hang up on someone. And I'm going to tell you something right now, Randy. If you do that again, I'm going to give you a raise. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
If you do that again... If you have the gall to hang up on someone that I am talking to, I'm giving you a raise. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. Getting sick of that. Sick and tired of not giving you a raise. Well, you're going to get one tonight if you hang up on another one. You understand me? Am I making myself clear?
Yes, you are.
All right. I'm Pete Bone. You want to know who I voted? I know, Randy, they want to know who I voted. Of course, you want to know who I voted for. I'm Pete Bone. That's why you listen to me, because I give you my opinion. I don't just sit here and go, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, you know, until the cows come home. The man I voted for in this election was a guy by the name of Jodan. And
you voted for Trump?
No, I voted for Jodan.
Jodan? Who the fuck is...
Watch the goddamn language on your goddamn fucking cunt fucking mouth. Don't ever use those words unless I've used them before you.
Yes, sir.
Now, I voted for Donja Trumpton.
You voted for Donja Trumpton?
What are you talking about, man? Are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm trying to follow.
All right, you're getting a raise. You've butted in one too many times. You're getting a raise, and I want you to sleep with my wife. We'll be right back.
Goddamn.
The Pete Bone Show. Pete Bone will not be denied. From the Cavco Building in Chicago, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Pete Bone. You know, I hate Tom Dovka's guts. He butts in. He ruins my show. If it wasn't for Tom, I wouldn't have a show. I love him so much. I'd like you to help me send him a birthday card. Yes, it's Tom Dovka's 51st birthday. I didn't say 51st, did I? Don't anticipate me. I said 51st. Is it right? No, it's his 51st. Let's send him a card. And here's what it'll say. Dear Tom, you're a tub of shit. Without you, I'm nothing. Signed, Tom Dovka. You'll notice I said signed, Tom Dovka. Why? Because I'm drunk. Let's wish Tom Dovka a happy birthday this year. Let's hope that he dies burning and screaming. Tom Dafka, the consultant that changed my life, turned my show around, and sent me right straight into a toilet. Tom Dafka, without him, I wouldn't be wealthy. And I am wealthy. I'm rich beyond anything I need. Tom Dafka hasn't gotten near what he deserves. He's rich too. Tom Dafka, happy birthday. You're a tub of shit. Send us $5.95. Why? Because that sounds about right. That's kind of what they ask you to send in. And we'll send that to Tom. Fat chance. Tom Dafka. He's a fat chance. We love him. Die, Tom. Pete Bone here. I've got an encyclopedia that I want you to read. It's called Pete Bone's Version of the World. It's what the world is about, according to me. Now, many of you read encyclopedias, many of you read dictionaries, many of you have all manner of learning materials about life. You don't need that now. When you get Pete Bone's Version of the World, you know exactly what happened because I'm telling you what happened. It's my opinion of how life came about on this planet and how we got to where we are today. Let me give an example. So you say dinosaurs ruled the Earth at one time? Well, yes, they did. Dinosaurs were here as we were building cities. And we shot them all and turned them into big vats of oil, which we now use to power lawnmowers, cars. They say that we're not going to have enough oil for gasoline. They are absolutely, positively, 100% maybe. Pete Bone's Version of the World takes you step by step through the history of mankind on this planet. Did the Chinese come here across the Pacific Ocean, or were they here already? They were here already. Were we here already before the Indians? Yes, we were. Is it true that Africa had cities and civilization when the people of Europe were crawling over the hills in their underwear? Yes. Maybe. I don't know. Get Pete Bone's Version of the World. 12 volumes, only $163.13. And you have to send that to us in cash. The 13 cents must be in pennies. Send me the money now. Put it in an envelope. Don't worry about the post office ripping it off, because the postal workers are federal employees, and if they steal any money out of the mail, they go to jail. Pete Bone, his version of the world. Get it today. You want to know what's helped me? A pacifier. That's right. It's usually something you see in the mouth of a baby. Well, guess what? We're men, and what do we like to suck on? I don't think I'm talking out of school when I say, well, do I need to say it? It starts with N, it ends with E, and that stands for nozzle. Anyway, this is the new Pete Bone nipple for guys that pretend they're tough but really aren't. This pacifier can be something you can suck on when you're out of sight of friend and family. You can sit there and suck on this to your heart's desire until you feel confident and secure, then quickly take it and put it in your pocket when you see friends of yours approaching, especially guys who like to pretend they're tough too. I don't know how many guys I've met who pretend they're tough, and when I say, would you like to suck on mine? And they go, yes, I would. And you pull that pacifier out of your pocket. It's Pete Bone's Suck on This. Say that to a friend. See if you walk away with all your teeth. Pete Bone's Suck on This. Send $5.95 to the Cavco Building. Pete Bone, Suck on This, Illinois, Chicago. Just get everything reversed. We'll figure it out. I'm Pete Bone. Suck on this. Ouch.
And now back to Pete Bone, Will Not Be Denied, from the Cavco Building in Chicago.
All right, thanks, Randy. We're talking about the election of November the 3rd for the presidency of the United States of America. It was big. You know as well as I do, it was huge. And you know me. I do not mix words. I don't mince words. I don't mince anything. I sure don't mince when I walk. What I'm all about is telling you the truth and giving you my opinion about things. That's why people come here. They listen to Pete Bone. They know what Pete Bone... What are you doing? Oh, Tom Dafka?
Yeah, it's Tom Dafka.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Pete, listen. I'm sitting out here, I got clients, and they want to, hey, what is this Pete Bone? Because I want to sell them advertising, right? And they said, yeah, well, what does he think? And I'm trying to tell you.
You hung up on him?
I hung up on him.
You're getting a raise. I'm sick and tired of you pulling that. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now you're getting a raise, okay, and I want you to come to my house and have sex with my wife and daughter. Do you understand?
Look, Pete,
do you understand?
Yes, sir.
So now you're getting more money, I want you to have sex with my wife and daughter, and I'm going to move into a tent in the park. That's what you did, okay, to yourself. I didn't do it to you. You did it to yourself, Randy, for hanging up on Tom Dafka when I expressly told you to hang up on him. Yeah, see, he's tongue-tied. Doesn't know what to say. You want to know why? Because when Randy, any man that I know, faces a serious challenge of intellect like a guy like me, okay? Because I ain't no punk, okay? I'm not somebody's punk. I'm Pete Bone. And when I say... Ouch. Ow.
that the bottle opener? I don't know what that is.
I'm Pete Bone, and when I say you don't hang up on someone, and you do, I will reward you with money, fame, power. That's just the way it's going to be. Thank you.
And now back to the Pete Bone Show.
Thanks a lot, Randy. All right, let's go to another phone call. As you know, we had a big election, and it ain't getting any littler, I'll tell you that. This election that we just had for the presidency of the United States, think about that. We just had an election. What do you think about that? What do you think about the fact that we had an election for the presidency of the United States of America? I think it's amazing. I just think it's amazing. Let's go to Dolores. Hi, Dolores. You're on with Pete Bone.
Hi, Pete. We voted, and we were very proud to vote, but we voted for...
All right, now... You know what's now? You know, now I want you to take over the show. But Pete, take over the show. You're better than me. You have opinions. I don't. I do, but I don't. Take over the show.
Hi, folks. It's Pete Bone. Did you really think I was going to turn the show over to Randy? Did you really think I was going to turn the show over to my ninth alcoholic announcer? Do you really think I did that? Yes, I did. However, I had a little hissy fit after the show went off the air because this has been pre-recorded. And I went to Randy. I slapped his face and I said, how dare you take over the show? You knew I was only kidding. He said, but Pete, you never kid. We never really know whether you're kidding or not. And I said, you're absolutely right. It's your show. No, it isn't.
Pete Bone will be back. I know that comes as terrible news to most of you. I'm Pete Bone.
This is Randy Heller, and this is the
no, it's not the Pete Bone Show,
and it's the Randy Heller Show. Pete has just given me his show.
You not only get my show, you get my salary, my syndication rights, everything, because you're everything I'm not.
This is Randy Heller. I've taken over the Pete Bone Show because he wanted me to, because he's pissed off at me, and the way he punishes me is by giving me more and more things: money, position, and fame. Hi, Randy Heller Show.
Hey, Randy, this is Tom Dofka. Where's Pete?
He fired himself, I think.
Jesus H. Christ.
Pete Bone.
I'm Pete Bone. The Pete Bone Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Or maybe it isn't.